I'll say this way. Say somebody came home early from school to work because he...
He's sitting.
Mm-hmm, or any way else, any other way you'd say that?
Gave out.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
That's still not what you're after, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm after. Mm-hmm. And let's see. You might say, well, you don't have to worry, though. He'll be well again.
Soon.
Mm-hmm. And if a person maybe sits out in the rain or sits out in a, gets too much air, something like that, he might catch
a cold.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If it affected his voice, you'd say he's
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I got a little
cough
because I
took cold.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You might say, go to bed. I'm a little
yawning.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm
very sleepy.
Mm-hmm. And you'll say at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
get up.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to use wait there instead of get, I'll
wake up.
Mm-hmm. And or you might say of your husband, he's still sleeping. Better go and
wake him.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Say you're supposed to take some medicine, or your husband's supposed to take some medicine. If the medicine was still by his bedside, you'd ask him, why haven't you
taken
your medicine? Yeah, and the patient might answer, well, I
took it.
Mm-hmm. Someone can't hear anything at all. You say that person is...
He's dead.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, let's see. Now, say you're out, he began to sweat. You began to sweat when you started working. And by the time you finished, you would say, I
sweated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Perspired. Mm-hmm. We usually say perspired.
What would you call them? Oh, a sore, a discharging sore that comes to a head.
That's a boil.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you would call that?
A festa.
Mm-hmm. And what does it matter where that occurs, neck, arm, wherever?
I imagine it would be a ball more in the neck or something.
Mm-hmm. And ever heard the term rising?
Yes, I have.
Does that mean the same thing as a boil or something different?
Similar, very similar, I would think.
Mm-hmm. And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is?
It's the pus.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that call anything else, especially by older people?
No. That's the center, the hard part would kind of be a core.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that stuff that drains out called corruption?
Yes, I have.
Been a long time since you heard
it? Yes,
it has. Now, if you say you got some infection in your hand, your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand...
It's swollen.
Mm-hmm. And you could say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled.
Mm-hmm. And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
Mm-hmm. And so when you get a blister on you, the liquid that forms under the skin is what?
It's water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that call anything else?
No, I haven't.
Ever heard that call humor?
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I've heard of humor, but I think of that in terms with the liquid in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I never heard that.
Aqueous and vitreous humor.
It's vitreous humor.
Say in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm or something, you say you have a bullet
wound.
Mm-hmm. And when a wound doesn't heal clean, sometimes a white granular substance might form around the edge and has to be cut out or burned out.
It's proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe, was my description of that accurate? Or?
Well, I would call it scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually raised.
Mm-hmm. Proud flesh is the same thing as scar tissue?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, say if you get just a little cut on your finger, not much, but you don't want to get infected, what might you put on it?
I put mercuricone iodine.
Mm-hmm. And sometime in the past, people used to be given this as a tonic for malaria, or maybe they were given these white bitter
quinine.
Mm-hmm.